The mayor of Hoboken, New Jersey, says Chris Christie's lieutenant governor threatened to take away Sandy Aid if she did not support a redevelopment project. New Jersey Public Radio Sarah Gonzalez reports.
Hoboken Mayor Don Zimmer is speaking out now because she says the Christie administration already made good on a threat to withhold Sandy Aid. She received less than 1% of what she requested in the first round of aid distribution. Zimmer says Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno pulled her aside at a ShopRite parking lot in Hoboken last spring and told her that she needed to support a redevelopment project that was important to Governor Christie.
You know, I think it's extremely unfair to connect Sandy funds, which the governor is entrusted by the federal government to distribute fairly. I don't think it's fair that he's tying Sandy funds to a particular development project. It's just extremely unfair to the people of Hoboken, given the devastation that our town experienced with Sandy.
The attorney for the redeveloper was David Sampson, the Christie confidant and Port Authority chairman, who was mentioned in documents released in the Bridgegate scandal as part of a retaliation scheme. Lieutenant Governor Guadagno did not return our call for an interview. Governor Christie's office dismissed Zimmer's allegations, saying Democratic mayors are just trying to get their faces on television. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.